Daf is Daf Chaf Dalet. So we got to around halfway down the page. The two dots. Gemara says Harvi Bekodesh Pasos. The Mishnah told us in the beginning of the parak that when it comes to Chuma, so Chuma Rishon is Matame Chuma, Sheni is Matame Chuma, and the Shlishi is only, it makes it possible. When time becomes possible, it means it stops. That's the last thing that's possible, but it doesn't have the ability to be Matame anything else. When it comes to Kodesh, even Revi, Shlishi is Metame B'Kodesh, but even Revi, also Revi is going to be Pasul, as opposed to Chuma, Revi is not Pasul, only Shlishi is Pasul. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Minayin the Revi B'Kodesh, Shu Pasul. How do you know that even the fourth step away from the initial source of Tumah, it goes from a Sheret and Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and even the Shlishi can make the fourth level, Revi, into Pasul B'Kodesh. What's the source? The Gemara says, V'dinhu, it's a Kavachomer. What's a kavachomer that Revi b'kodesh is pasul? Ma mechusik yipurim shemutter b'chuma yet pasul b'kodesh. The halacha is if one of the individuals who are tamei, such as azav, azava, yoledes, mitzora, so they have to bring a karbanos until they're fully tahor. So they wait 7 days, and then they go to the mikveh, and then the next day, the 8th day, they have to bring a karban. So after going to the mikveh, prior to bringing the karban, it's called mechusir kipurim. They're lacking the kippur, they're lacking the karban. But even though they're lacking the carbon, they're allowed to eat chuma. After they go to the mikvah on day 7, then they're allowed to eat the chuma, but they can't eat the carbonos, they can't eat kodesh yet. So just like mamechus kippurim, these individuals who are lacking the carbon still, they're motivated for chuma, because chuma is more kal, but possible kodesh, they can't eat kodesh yet. Kodesh is more chomer. So too, just like we know, it's a given that shlishi is pasul b'chuma, so eino din shiyase revi l'kodesh. So certainly, we have to go more machmir for kodesh and say even revi is pasul for kodesh. And that's the kal v'chomer the Gemara uses here to prove that revi, if shlishi is pasul for chuma, so revi has to be pasul for kodesh.
What does that mean by shlishi?
The third level, that you have one, two levels, then the second one making a third makes that third one possible for Chuma.
Right.
So Shlishi is possible for Chuma, so Kal v'chomer, Revi is going to be possible for Kodesh. So the Gemara, I'm not going to look into Rashi, but Rashi says, isn't this Dayo? We have a concept of Dayo, we can't be even greater. If the source is only Shlishi, you can't make a Kal v'chomer and apply it beyond that. So Rashi deals with the question of Dayo. I don't want to get involved in it, but that's a question that can be asked. So either way, we learn from a Kal v'chomer that Revi is pasul b'kodesh. So the Gemara says, v'lamanu, we know, now we're saying, Shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. We know that Shlishi has the ability to be pasul, really tameh, min haTorah, and Revi b'kodesh is learned from a Kal v'chomer. That's the bottom line. So the Gemara elaborates, Shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah minayin. How do we know that even a third level is going to be pasul and tameh for kodesh? What's the source? The pasuk says, "Va'baser sheyiga b'chol tameh." A piece of meat that touched something tameh, lo yochal, a person's not allowed to eat it. You can't eat that baser that's tameh. So this baser that's tameh, Gemara says, "Milo askinan denaga b'sheni," and yet kama rachmana lo yochal. So this baser that's tameh, what's this baser? Is it a rishon where it touched an av, or is it a sheni where it touched a rishon? So the Gemara says it doesn't distinguish. So it seems to be saying even a basar that's sheni, a basar that's sheni, so a basar sheyiga b'chol tameh, lo yochal, person shouldn't eat it. The person now is going to be a shlishi. So you see from the pasuk,
referring to the basar, not to the person.
Okay, so either way, so the basar cannot be eaten. So the basar cannot be eaten. So it says that this basar could even be referring to a sheni. So a sheni is that the third person who's going to eat the basar, he would be a shlishi and says lo yachal. He cannot, it cannot be eaten. He can't eat it. So we see shlishi is a pasul, is tameh min haTorah. And the Gemara says after we establish shlishi is tameh min haTorah, revi mikal v'chomer ha'damer. Like we said above, we can extend it through the kal v'chomer that even the revi will be pasul for kodesh as well. So these are the sources that shlishi is tameh and revi is even pasul. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Ubachuma im nitmes yad achas, if one of the hands becomes tameh for chuma, the other hand won't become tameh, it's still tahor. But regarding kodesh, if one hand is pasul, is tameh for kodesh, so then the other hand's going to be tameh as well. You have to be matbil both hands for kodesh, but not for chuma. So the Gemara says, Amar of Shizvi, bichiburin shanu, aval shlo bichiburin lo. It's only true that Kodesh, regarding Kodesh, both hands become Tameh if they're touching each other. So let's say this right hand is Tameh. I'm touching some food now. I'm touching some Tahor food now. So now I put my left hand in, which is Tahor. My left hand is Tahor. It's allowed to touch the Kodesh. Only Bechibur, and only if my right hand is touching my left hand at the same time, I put my left hand in, only then do we say it transfers food through, that Tumah goes through and makes that food Tameh. But if it's Shelo Bechibur, and if my right hand, which is Tameh, is not touching my left hand touches it, then this right hand does not affect the Kodesh that I'm touching. Only Bechibur, if they're actually touching each other, will this right hand that's Tameh be able to transfer through the left hand and make the Kodesh Tameh. So that's the dinner of Shvizu. But again, Shelo b'chiburim, they're not. Now the reason why Rashi explains is a concern only b'chiburim is because if my left hand is touching it, my right hand is right here, there's a concern my right hand might also extend, my right hand is Tameh, might also extend and touch the Kodesh and make it Tameh. So it's a gzera b'chiburim. But if they're not touching, my right hand's over here, there's no concern that I might put my hand and touch the Kodesh. So that's the qualification of Rav Shizvi. So the Gemara asks a question now. Eisive. Eisive Abai. Abai asks, Yad Neguva, this is a little bit complicated, but we'll take it slow. Yad Neguva, a dry hand, Metame Chaverta, is able to be Metame the other hand, which is Tahor. Letame Lekodesh, regarding Kodesh. If my hand is dry, even it's Tame, but right now it's dry, even though it's dry, it could still be Metame, my left hand, for Kodesh. Aval Lo Lechuma, but regarding Chuma, the fact that one hand is Tame does not impact the other hand. That's a Divrei Rebbe. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lifsol, Avalola Tame. He agrees that the right hand can affect the left hand, but he doesn't think it can make the left hand Tame. It could just make the left hand puzzle, but doesn't have the ability to mimic Tame things. So we're going to ignore the second Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Our concern is the first Shita, that again, if my right hand, which is Tame, even if it's dry, it could be Metame, my left hand, regarding the halachas of Kodesh. So unclear. So Rashi, I think, alludes to this here. No, Rashi alludes to this. He says here, where's that line of Rashi? Right. So the idea is that my left hand here could disqualify the Kodesh, but it's not Metame the Kodesh.
Whereas in the first sheet it was Metame the Kodesh?
In which case, now if the Kodesh is Tame, they can now go another level and Metame is something else. So that's the difference. So the right hand is dry, it could still impact the left hand. So what's his machlokas? Is it talking about b'chiburin? Or is it talking about even shelo b'chiburin? The Gemara doesn't tell us. So the Gemara analyzes this, Bryson says as follows. Iyamris, if you say that this machlokas, this discussion here, when the dry hand, bishema makes sense, shelo b'chiburin, it's applying even when the hands are not connected to each other, yet the right hand could still impact the left hand. Hainu ribuse dineguva. That's the chiddush of even if my right hand is dry, it still is able to impact my left hand. That's a chiddush even by neguva. But we'll see the other side's going to help explain this first side. But Ella, I amris, if you say bichiburim, that we're talking about the right hand mamish touching on top of the left hand here, in shelo bichiburim lo, but if they're not touching, there is no concern here for the right hand over here. My ribuse dineguva. Who cares whether it's dry or whether it's wet? The concern of chiburin is the concern is that this right hand might slip and touch the food itself. That's the concern when it's so close, b'chiburin. So the fact that this hand is wet or dry doesn't make a difference anymore. Once his hand is tame, it's metame things, regardless of wet or dry. So it can't be we're talking about chiburin because we don't care if it's dry or wet. There's no chiddush. The chiddush is that we must therefore be talking about shelo b'chiburin, when the hand's over here. And even though it's over here, you would think maybe it should only be metame if it's wet, because somehow if it's wet, it would transfer tumah more. But even if it's dry, it still has the ability to transfer over the tumah. So let's read this in this long Rashi here on the bottom of Chav Dalet. I'm going to have to read this all through. Says Rashi, it's around 10 lines up for the bottom. It says, "I amis bishema shelo bichiburim." This all makes sense if we're talking about this dry hand is not touching the left hand, which is Tahor. Kamar, that the Brisa says, Dimitame Hainu Ribusa Dineguva. If we're referring to Shelo b'chiburin, that they're not touching each other, the chiddush is when it's dry. How so? V'afagav Dineguva he, even though it's dry, Kishinaga Bazu, when the right hand touched the left hand initially, it has to be where they touched at some point, but now they're not touching anymore. So when this right hand touched the left hand, it was dry, that's the chiddush, and now I've moved it away. Vein lachush shema naga hayad hatora b'mashkin shibetam tamea shein rishonim. So even when it's dry, if this right hand was wet, and then it touched the left hand, so you would think, oh, since there's the water on here, that water is going to be metame now the other hand. But now we're saying, even if there is no water on this hand is completely dry, and I touch this left hand, and now move it away, even when it's dry, it's still going to be metame the left hand afterwards, even though I've removed it from each other. And if it's wet, so there's a half a minute to think that only when it's wet, could that mashkin transfer tuma from this right hand to the left hand? And now I move it away, it's still going to be tameh. The chiddush of this braisa is, even if that right hand was dry initially, and it touched the left hand, even then it has the ability to transfer the tumah over to the left hand. That's the chiddush we're learning from this braisa. In which case, we prove from here against Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi said that his discussion is only when the bichiburin, but when the shlo bichiburin, it's not metame. This braisa proves no, that even when shlo bichiburin, it has the ability to be metame, the right hand to the left hand.
Why is that? We always say that you need some type of liquid.
That's only when it comes to food. It has to be hukshir with one of the shiva mashkim. Now when it comes to these things, hands touching each other. Okay. Gemara now says, Itmar, Nami, a different statement. Now another statement was said, Amar Ish Lakish, Lo Shanu Ela Yado. Only your own hand will they affect each other. Aval Yad Chavero Lo. So says Rashi in the top of Chav Dalet Amar Beis, Aval Yad Chavero Im Noga B'Yad Chavero Lo Timesa. If your hand touches the Yad Tame of another guy's hand, a friend's hand, that would not be Matame. If my hands touch each other, let's say my left hand's Tame, my right hand is Tame, I touch my left hand, so now this left hand is Tame. But Reish Lakish says, if some other guy who's Tame touches my hand, I will not be affected by touching his hand. That's what Reish Lakish says, another guy's hand cannot be Matame my hand. But Reb Yochanan Amar, Echad Yado, Echad Yad Chavero, Be'oso Hayad. Nope. Whether or not it's my right hand, or whether or not it's his hand that's Tameh, either way it's going to affect my Tahor hand and make it Tameh. And it's only Be'oso Hayad. It's only that hand that's the original source of Tumah. But let's say that my friend, his right hand was Tameh, and he touched his left hand. Now his left hand is also Tameh. Let's say that left hand now touches my hand, that will not affect it. Only the right hand that's originally the original source of Tumah can be metame my hand, but a secondary level hand does not have the ability to be metame my hand. That's what the Rabbi Yochanan says. And then Rabbi Yochanan says another halacha, lifsol avalolotame. He also says that the hand that becomes tame only has the ability to disqualify to be posa kodesh, but doesn't have the ability to be metame kodesh. So these are the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan about the Yad Chaveiro can be metame, and also it's only posel, but not metame. So Gemara wants to know, Mimai, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that even the Yad Chaveiro can be metame my hand? Mitakatani Seifa, the Seifa says a statement that's been repeated already once before. Shayad metame chaver tila kodesh avololo chuma. That the right hand, one hand that's tame, is going to be metame the other hand for kodesh, but not regarding chuma. So asks the Gemara, ha sulamali, what's the need for this? We already learned this in the Reish. If you look back at the Mishnah, we said if one hand for Tumah requires Tevila, we say both hands require Tevila. That means the right hand is going to affect the left hand. So again, the Mishnah repeats the same idea. Why the repetition? So from this, Elalav Shmamina, we learn from this, says Rabbi Yochanan, Lasuya Yad Chaveiro, that even my friend's hand can be metame my hand by touching it. And Af Reish Lakish, even Reish Lakish agrees, Hadarbei, he retracted, Damer Rabbi Yona, Amr Rabbi Ami, Amr Reish Lakish, Echad Yadav, Echad Yad Chaveiro, Be'oso Hayad. They both agree that even the Yad Chaveiro can be metame my hand. Mara says, Lifsol of Alola Tame. So that statement that the hand only has ability to disqualify Kodesh but not be metame. So the Gemara says, this concept of lifsol v'avalolotame is tanaihi, it's really a machlokes tanaim. Ditzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yadayim, kol haposel b'tshuma mitame yadayim liosh shnios. Anything that's going to disqualify tshuma has the ability to be mitame hands, to make the hands into shnios, into secondary level tshuma. V'yad mitame chaverte. Now one hand can be mitame, the other hand, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So it's mitame. And Chachamim Omrim, Gedaim Shnios Hein, it's only secondary level. Vein Shnei Sheni Osa Sheni. Now the second hand cannot make a third, another hand into second level either. So my lav sheni hidula avid, that the right hand cannot make the left hand sheni, but hashlish yavid, it can make the left hand into a puzzle. So we see the machlokas here between Rabbi Yeshua and Chacham is whether or not the yadayim, yad, one yad can make the other yad tameh, or does it make the other hand puzzle. So that's the machlokas tonight. So Gemara says, you can't bring me right from here. Dilma lo sheni avid velo shlishi avid. Maybe when Chachamim say yadayim shnios hein, vein sheni osa sheni, maybe it means it doesn't make sheni, nor does it make shlishi. It doesn't make anything. So maybe that's not the machlokas tonight. Ella ki hani tonight. So really it's founded in this brisa. That's machlokas, whether yadayim makes the other hand tamei or whether it makes it kasa. What's this tanaihi? Desani, the Brisa tells us the Yad Neguva, a dry hand, is Metames Chaverta Letame Bakodesh. It's going to, even though it's dry, can Metame the other hand, Dafka Metame, Avalolo Chuma, not regarding Chuma, Divre Rebbe, and Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda Omer, Osa Yad Lifsol Avalolo Tame. He argues and says, no, it only makes it puzzle, but doesn't make it a Tame. So that's the Machlokas Tanaimir that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to above, that's whether it's Metame or whether it is puzzle. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ochlin Ochlin Neguvim Biadai Musuavos. So the Mishnah told us that you're allowed to eat wet food with dry hand. If your hands are dry, you're allowed to eat it in Truma, but you can't eat it regarding Kodesh. That's what the Mishnah said, I believe, right? Okay. So the Gemara says as follows, Tanya Amr Bihanina Benant Tignos Vichyesh Neguva LaKodesh. Is there such a concept as dry food for Kodesh? It can't ever be. Why not? What's the point of wet food for in general? What's the point of wet food? Wet food makes something huchshir l'tumah. So the Gemara says there's no concept of dry food for kodesh. Why? Bahalo chibas hakodesh michshartan. There's a concept the Gemara says here in Psachim and elsewhere that chibas hakodesh, however the mechanism works exactly, but all kodesh is always considered a huchshir. There's something called chibas hakodesh, the desire, literally the desire of kodesh, to eat kodesh, to be part of the base of Mikdash. That chibas makes it muchshir, that makes it complete. Now, what's the purpose? So, the simple understanding, just to throw out for you, I don't know if I mentioned this in the past here, but there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch, how huchshir l'tumah works. So if I have a fruit, I have an apple that's been detached from the tree, it cannot be hochshir, even though a mace might touch it, it doesn't become tamei until it touches one of the shiva mashkin, one of the seven liquids. We mentioned this in the past. So why is it hochshir? How does that work? What's the reason? So the Ramban writes, because the spiritual tumah works like gashmi, it's like physical tumah. So just like if I drop a dry cookie on the floor versus dropping a wet lollipop on the floor, the wet lollipop's going to get much dirtier than a dry cookie. So too, a wet apple will get dirtier spiritually than a dry apple. That's what the Ramban says. The Sefer Chinuch says no, because the apple is not complete until you wash it. Once you wash it, now it sets the Gemar Mlach, and now it's a Gemar Pri. Now it's a Pri. But before that washing, it's not considered complete. So that's a Machlokas, and there are a number of Nafkaminas. The Kis Yaakov talks about this in several places. So that Machlokas, how does this connect to this? So if the idea is that you want to eat it, the Ramban who says that the water really makes it Huchshir L'tumah, now it's complete. So perhaps you could suggest Chibas HaKodesh, when you want to eat Kodesh, even though the Kodesh is dry, that Chibas HaKodesh, that desire to want to eat it, that's already considered a Gemar Mlacha, the Das of wanting to eat it. Even though there's no water or any other liquid, that makes it hochshir and completes the food. So we see either way, even though kodesh is really might be dry, it's not really viewed as being dry. It's always hochshir. It's always prepared to become tamei because chibas hakodesh. So how could you even discuss dry food in the context of kodesh? Now again, we're not talking about physically dry. We're talking about what the dry food, what dryness does to kodesh. It doesn't make it hochshir, but we don't need the water again because chibas hakodesh makes kodesh Huchshir ready. So Gemara says no. Lo tzricha kagon shetachav lo chavero l'toch piv. So again, the idea is that my hands are dirty. If my hands are dirty, they touch kodesh. Even if the kodesh is dry, it's already huchshir. So how do you get around me touching the truma, the kodesh rather? So Gemara says kagon shetachav lo chavero l'toch piv. My friend whose hand is tahor, he's tahor, he could feed me. I don't touch it. That's what we're talking about. That's permitted. Oh, shetachav hu laasma b'kushu v'karko v'karkar. I'm tame, my hands are tame. I use a stick or a fork or something where I don't touch the food, so it's not going to be shnios. And by using that fork, I put the kodesh in my mouth. That's what we're referring to, we're trying to accomplish. So we're avoiding, there's no tumah that's transferring because I'm not touching the food directly. Yet still, even though I'm avoiding me touching the food and the kodesh, when it comes to kodesh, even this would be problematic. Why? So the Gemara says, because ubike shleachel tsnonu butzel shechulin iman. So I want to eat at the same time some radish and some onions at the same time. That's chulin, along with the kodesh. I want to have some flavor, so I'm eating them all together. So I'm not touching the kodesh, but still there's a concern here. So the Gemara, because the chulin might be tamei, so the Gemara explains, the kodesh gazu b'hurabanan, l'chuma lo gazu b'hurabanan. Regarding kodesh, they made a gzeir that I shouldn't be able to eat them together with other chulin, but regarding chuma, I am allowed to, they were not gozer. Just look at Rashi for some clarification here. Rashi says here, see Rashi says, oh shatachon hu atzmo b'kusho v'karkar, I'm not sure what these different instruments are. Rashi explains, Shehein pshute kliates, they're flat pieces of wood, kalim, vein makablam tuma. A flat piece of eight, pshute kliates, is not makabal tuma. I'm using a flat board to feed myself. What? It could be a toothpick, right? A toothpick? Chopsticks? Okay. What do they say in the English it is?
Toothpick.
Toothpick they say, okay. Toothpick. And what's a, both of them are toothpicks?
Toothpick or
stick. Stick, okay. So you're doing these things which are flat, there's no base kibble, in which case I feed myself, I'm avoiding, it's not going to be, the kli won't become tummy. And then Rashi says, Ubike shalechel tsno no betzel shalchul nimahin, shen yadayim mitamos es achulin, that the hands are only being mitami the chulin, I'm not using a toothpick for them, v'afilu hachi still, gazer abanan shlo yochlam ima kodesh, pentiga yado misavos beochle kodesh, because now I have food in my mouth. I use the fork to get the kodesh in my mouth. Now I don't need the fork anymore, so I'm taking the chulin, the onions, and the radish and putting it with my hand, chulin food in my mouth. Now the concern is, as I put that radish in my mouth, I might touch the kodesh that's already in my mouth. So there it goes there, not to anyone with dirty hands shouldn't be eating any kodesh, but chuma, one would be allowed to. Fine. Let's finish off here now. The Gemara says, Ha'onein u'mechusa kippurim. The Misha told us that they have to go to the mikvah before eating kodesh, but not before eating chuma. So there's really no din reason midaraisa to go to the mikvah. The Onein already went, he didn't do anything, he wasn't tummy the Onein. The Onein, just the person's relative died. Now he's a certain halachas that apply to him, but there's no din, he's not tummy. And mechusa kippurim also, after he already went to the mikvah on day 7, there's no need for a mikvah, all he has to do is bring the carbon. So why after he brings the carbon does he have to go to the mikvah again for kodesh? So answers the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? Kevin that dad ha'idna havi asiri, since up until this point, there's a period of time he couldn't eat. For mechusa kippurim it was longer, for the onin it was just a few hours, but since there was some period of time where it was asir, atzechinu rabbanan tefila, they required a tefila because there's a possibility who is masicha daita. We said the reason for tefila is to make sure, the reason is to be matar a person. But if a person's masicha das, he doesn't pay attention, he loses focus, so then you require another tefila. So here too as well, chacham were concerned that perhaps since they couldn't eat for these few hours, the onin, and the mechusa kippurim couldn't eat kodesh, so he's masicha daita, so therefore he requires another tefila prior to eating the kodesh. Okay. I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. I tell you, it's rough here, guys. It's rough.